Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Controversy. Backyard brawl back in the news. Beanie Bishop, slot corner for the Pittsburgh Steelers, All-American transfer at West Virginia. He posted on Instagram a video of himself dragging his cleats over a Pitt logo. I believe it was the carpet at the Pitt facility. Just dragging his cleats over it, and he had it tagged with the location, University of Pittsburgh, and he put a poop emoji over Pittsburgh. So then Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette, he's our friend, we like that guy, used to cover Pitt, now he covers the Steelers. He caught up with Beanie after practice yesterday and asked him about the backyard brawl, and Beanie said, it's hatred. You don't have respect for those guys. I don't even like seeing their coaches and players watching us practice. I don't think it should be week two or week three. It should be part of rivalry week. Now, you and I agree on that point. Pat Narduzzi, I'm guessing after seeing this, he posts on Twitter this morning a Bear Bryant quote. Quote, show class, have pride, display character. If you do, winning takes care of itself. Doran, your reaction to all of this?
I think it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, he's a professional football player. Act like a professional. I was up at Penn State. My son had a basketball tournament 2 months ago. And Bob Palko, who was my high school coach, as everybody knows, coaches for Penn State. And he gave me, my sons, Rochelle, a tour of the Penn State facility. I would never think in a million years to do something like that.
Well, it's not a rivalry.
I'm a Pitt guy. Would never think to disrespect in that way. Now, on the field, okay, like during the games and the hatreds between the fans, but like you're a professional football player that shares a building with a college team, and you go on the other side, and then you wear your cleats and scrape on the logo. That's not even disrespect. That's just ridiculous. That's going too far, in my opinion. And if he would like, I'm sure that there was nobody around where he did that. And I know one thing, if this was back in 2009 and me and my teammates were in the locker room, we would have jumped this little punk ass.
I don't disagree with that.
Absolutely. In a second, he wouldn't have made it back to the facility on the other side.
You know how I feel about this. You know how I feel about damn carpet. Don't give a rat's ass. I can understand why you'd be jacked up. I understand why Narduzzi responded to it because of the unique relationship that the Steelers and Pitt have. Like, you don't have this anyplace else, where you've got the facilities being shared. And that's where I guess I would agree that it is crossing the line, because you're partners.
Right.
Like, you're partners and you're on their side of the facility clearly doing that. But more than anything, I just love rivalry. I love it.
This isn't even rivalry, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it is.
No. I mean, you're playing for the Steelers.
He hates Pitt.
For what? He played there. He played for West Virginia 1 year.
I love that, though. I need more of that.
Why didn't Mike Logan ever do it?
I don't care what Mike Logan did or didn't do. This is a guy who transferred in, was an All-American, played in one backyard brawl, and he gets it. He gets the hatred.
So you're saying that this is, he gets it? Like, this is getting it for what he did?
Yeah. Huh. I don't recall any outcry when Keaton Slovis said F West Virginia at the pep rally.
That he didn't do that in the locker room.
That's classless, right?
In front of a pit crowd?
I have no problem with people doing stuff like this, especially given the nature of this rivalry. When anytime West Virginia fans walk up in Acrisure Stadium, we get told we're cousin bleepers and that we love incest and we can't read and these personal insults hurled our way. So Beanie Bishop hates the University of Pittsburgh. I got no problem with it.
That's fine.
I think it juices up the rivalry.
Words are different.
Words are different? He dragged his foot on a carpet. Who? It's a carpet. Doesn't have feelings. I'm a human being. I have feelings. Carpet ain't got no feelings.
The locker room has feelings.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about?
Have you ever been in the locker room? You're going to try to tell me that a locker room doesn't have feelings?
What do you mean a locker room has feelings? The players within it.
Yeah, it's the home. It's the feeling of the locker room. So you don't disrespect your house, do you?
All right, why don't you call in Carpet at 412-928-9370. I'd love to talk to the Carpet. I get the whole... The reason why it would cross the line is because of the shared facility. Like, at that point, you walk over there, you're a guest in that facility. So I do understand what you're saying. Like, you go into someone's house, I guess it would be disrespectful. Like, if people ask you to take your shoes off and you don't, that's an element of disrespect. But to me, this throws fuel, gasoline, on a fire that needs help because of the nature of college football anymore. Like, now you got Pat Narduzzi tweeting about it tactfully. Like, we agree he was tweeting about that, right?
I would assume, yeah.
I would assume. Pat Narduzzi comes on our show last week, and it gets aggregated by Penn Staters who missed the point. It gets aggregated by West Virginians who missed the point. Now you got Rich Rod coming back. I love this. Give me more hate. I also have zero disagreement if Pitt players were there and shoved his ass to the ground. I would get that, and I do believe that you guys would have done it back then because you guys got the rivalry.
Why didn't he do that whenever people were there?
Maybe they were there.
There's no chance.
All we saw was legs. Texter, I agree. I love the rivalry, but Crowley, seriously, can you stop? Doran is right. This is too far defacing property. Property didn't get defaced. He slid his cleats across it and put a poop emoji.
Yeah, he took a video of those. You know what I'm saying? Why you got to take a video of that then? What do you?
Well, because he wanted exactly what's happening right now. Oh, okay. Yeah, wanted exactly what's happening right
and
now.
And that's right, and that's good. That's what you want to see from just people. Yeah,
from a professional football player?
Yeah, I'm just...
He's a Mountaineer, baby.
Yeah, that's not a
He's
good
a
look
Pittsburgh
for them.
Steeler.
I'm just saying.
I bet you Tom would say something about it to him.
Oh, I doubt that very seriously. He doesn't say stuff about guys showing up late on Christmas Day who is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Maybe somebody from on high. Would Art Rooney II say something? Because there is that relationship there. That's where I get caught in the middle on this thing because of the nature of these two organizations and how closely they work together. And like you go over there and do that, that probably is crossing the line. But I pretty much love anything that has to do with rivalry and making the rivalry better. And this, I guarantee well to you. And you can tell me if you disagree. Pat Narduzzi playing that on repeat the week before the brawl.
Maybe. I mean, he's not even, it's not like he's a player. Like, he's a former player.
You don't think he would use that?
I don't know.
Any little bit of motivation?
No, I think guys understand.
He's got, Beanie's got you all jacked up.
Yeah, I'm a former player, and I would never do that to, as I explained when we first started the segment, whenever I took a tour of the Penn State facilities, I would never think to do that because I'm a professional, and I'm a former player. That's more than disrespect. That's out of line.
Do you think that?
Yeah, but because of that, I could see him using that as motivation. Like, look at this guy who's a Pittsburgh Steeler crossing the line. Look at these guys. This
I don't
is
think
who
he
they
needs
are.
To say anything. I think it's already been said. So I wouldn't even harp on it at this point.
If I may, too, does that action make the NCAA more likely to schedule Pitt and West Virginia?
They have nothing to do with scheduling.
But that's okay. Whoever schedules.
Pitt and West Virginia schedule. It has not. This is no effect.
I'm
on
sorry.
Whether
okay.
Or not you
okay.
Schedule
I get,
the game.
Does that action make all the more likely to schedule these games? I mean,
it has nothing to do with whether they're going to schedule the game or not.
But you see what I'm saying? So then, how does that help the rivalry? Does it? It just hypes people up to
watch
the rivalry.
Yeah, gets people jacked up. It's June 4th, and we're talking about the rivalry. 412-928-9370.
No, I'd love to hear Culler's opinion on this.
I agree with that. Let's
because
do it.
Because this is way too far. This has nothing to do with the rivalry. This is just pure disrespect of somebody's place.
You're trying to make it about the rivalry. We're talking about Beanie Bishop doing a dumb thing as a professional football player.
Exactly.
Hey, well, he did it because of the rivalry.
How do you know that?
I mean, let's not be obtuse here, man.
Oh, let's not be acute either. I mean, come on now. We're talking about triangles.
Okay, that's fine. But we're talking about what he did. And he did it because... And I'm not excusing him.
So his full intention was, yes, this is going to help the rivalry. This is going to motivate.
His full intention
Pitt
is he
hates.
He's
Virginia?
A Mountaineer who hates Pitt, Callis.
He used to be a Mountaineer. He's a Pittsburgh.
Once
Steeler
a Mountaineer, now. Always a Mountaineer. 412-928-9370.
So if I went down there right now,
yes,
and I did the same thing, you don't think people would be upset?
They'd absolutely be upset.
You don't think it'd be too far that I would go in there and?
To me, it's very similar to what. You know, Cincinnati does, or the Ravens, or the Titans did with the terrible towel. Like, people would get...
That's in-game.
People would get very pissed.
With current players.
I'm not saying... When did I say West Virginia fans wouldn't get pissed about this? And Callis, butt out, man. You went to friggin' Waynesburg.
Yeah, get out of here. I played more sports than you did in my life. And it's like if I went down to the studio right now, 100.7 Star, and just yelled, woo! Because I'm perceived to be mad at Bubba for this lineup. Like, no, I'm a professional. I'm a professional radio guy, and I'm being a professional for this baseball game. I'm not going to do that just because it's going to give more attention to this game I'm playing on Saturday. It would be a dumb thing for me to do.
I mean, Pat Freiermuth goes over to the Pitt facility all the time. He would never do that.
That's because Penn State looks at Pitt as Akron, which we've disagreed with, and I disagree with, but he doesn't care.
I mean, there's a lot of former West Virginia. Why didn't Zach Frazier go? Why wasn't Zach Frazier in the video?
Just because Zach Frazier wouldn't do it. And I'm not defending the guy, but it's rivalry.
What are you defending then? Like, I don't.
Harry, enough!
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.